This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc. I'm speaking with Mark Fassbender. Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing well this evening.
How's your wife Barbara doing?
She's doing well.
And what would you say your daughter's name was?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, all right. So what year were you born and in what city?
I was born in 1956 in Batesville, Indiana.
Okay, so what brought you to Indianapolis?
Well, I went to school at Butler, and then graduated in 78 and went to work and lived in Marion, Indiana for a while. But I was dating my wife, Barbara, while I was at Butler, and that got me back to Indianapolis. My wife, Barbara, grew up in the St. Joan of Arc area and started first grade, maybe second grade. And then her parents moved out of the Joan of Arc area, and the kids, none of them went back to the Joan of Arc school.
So, how'd you get reconnected?
After we got married, Barbara wanted to get back into the Joan of Arc parish. We had lived on the south side when we first got married, and didn't really have a parish home per se. We were going to the different parishes on the south side, moved to the north side, and got reacquainted back with Joan of Arc in 1982.
Right.
And we got involved immediately. We had met a parishioner, I think you may have even spoken with her already, Myra Stemnock, and her husband, and they were new parishioners, I think, back at the time. And just simply jumped right in and got involved with the parish.
So what's some of the things you and your wife did, committees, groups, activities?
I have probably been the most involved from that perspective. Was on parish council back, I think, probably late 80s, early 90s. I was involved at the time with the Neighborhood Youth Outreach Program that Joan of Arc had started in the late 80s, and with some basketball coaching with the 7th and 8th graders before we moved back into the CYO program that currently is operating at Joan of Arc. I've been a lector, and I have been involved with St. Vincent de Paul going back to, probably late 80s. So, and I'm active currently with St. Vincent de Paul Society at Joan of Arc.
So, what are some of you and your wife's favorite moments that just will always stick out?
I would say probably our daughter's baptism at Joan of Arc, her first communion at Joan of Arc, watching her be an altar server at Joan of Arc. While she did not go to school at Joan of Arc, she was very active with the CCD program growing up and going through that. Involvement with the French market and those kind of things. And again, I've always enjoyed being a lector or a reader, I guess, at the masses.
Okay. Who would be a couple people you'd like to give appreciation to that you think have really stepped up over the years?
Big appreciation probably would be Carl Henn, probably Joe and Melinda Ravelli, have been a big involvement with Joan of Arc over the years as well, and probably currently probably Mike and Vicki Koenig. There's so many people
sure.
That have been involved and I've been involved with Joan of Arc over the years.
Like, what would be the message you'd say to a family thinking about joining, just kind of an overall, and then we can close out after that?
I guess my message would be that, probably one of the driving forces, again, obviously, my wife growing up in the Joan of Arc area, it sort of felt home to her. But I again, coming from Batesville, an all-white community, I really enjoy the diversity that has happened with Joan of Arc, the neighborhood we live in, at Joan of Arc area. I mean, obviously, we live in the Murray or the Butler Tarkington area. I think the diversity that Joan of Arc offers has been a tremendous growth for them, and I think it's helped the parish as a whole.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time, and if you don't have anything else, I'm going to close this out, but if you could please stay on the line.
Will do.
All right.
Thank you.